Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Prayer over panic. Monday, June 8th, 2026. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22 speaks with clarity into the lived tension between anxiety and trust. This verse does not emerge from abstraction. It addresses the deep personal weight that often presses upon the human heart. It calls for a decisive response to that weight and anchors that response in the faithful character of God. In November 1873, the Atlantic Ocean carried both promise and tragedy. Horatio Spafford, a Chicago attorney and devoted Christian, had planned to travel to Europe with his family. Unexpected business demands delayed him, so he sent his wife, Anna, and their four daughters ahead on the French steamship Ville du Havre. Days into the journey, as the ship crossed the cold waters of the Atlantic, it collided with another vessel, the Loch Earn, in the darkness of night. The impact tore through the ship's hull. Within minutes, chaos filled the decks as passengers scrambled to lifeboats. The sea surged violently, and the great ship began to sink. Anna Spafford gathered her daughters, Annie, Maggie, Bessie, and Tanetta, and prayed with them as the situation worsened. Survivors later recounted that the ship went down in approximately 12 minutes. The waters claimed the lives of all four daughters. Anna was found unconscious, clinging to a piece of wreckage, and eventually rescued. Upon reaching Wales, she sent a telegram to her husband with two devastating words, "Saved alone." Horatio Spafford immediately set sail to join his grieving wife. Days later, as his ship moved steadily across the same expanse of ocean, the captain summoned him to the deck. Quietly, he explained that they were passing near the place where the Ville du Havre had sunk. The sea stretched endlessly in every direction, its surface concealing the depth of loss beneath. Spafford stood there, confronted with the reality of his grief. No graves to visit, no final goodbyes spoken on land, only the vast and silent waters. In that moment, he began to write words that would endure far beyond his own sorrow. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, the hymn, "It is well with my soul," emerged from a deliberate act of faith. Spafford did not deny the weight of his loss. He brought that weight before the Lord. His response illustrates a truth that Psalm 55:22 articulates with precision. The burden remains real, yet it can be entrusted to a God who sustains. David's context in Psalm 55 reflects a similar depth of distress. He writes amid betrayal and personal anguish, describing a heart that trembles and a spirit that feels overwhelmed. Psalm 55:2 through 5. His words capture the internal chaos that often accompanies crisis. Yet within that turmoil, verse 22 introduces a decisive turn. The verse does not minimize suffering, it redirects the response to it. The command, "Cast your burden on the Lord," carries the force of intentional action. The Hebrew verb shalach conveys the idea of throwing or hurling something away from oneself. This language portrays a decisive transfer rather than a gradual release. The burden encompasses what presses heavily upon a person: grief, fear, uncertainty, relational strain, and internal anxiety. Scripture does not instruct the believer to manage these realities independently. Instead, it calls for their transfer to the Lord through prayer. This act requires trust in God's willingness to receive what is placed in His hands. The promise follows with equal strength, and He will sustain you. God's sustaining work involves active, ongoing support. He upholds his people, providing strength that meets the demands of each moment. This sustaining presence does not remove the circumstances that produce anxiety, but it equips the believer to stand within them. The language reflects a continuous action. God keeps, nourishes, and stabilizes those who entrust themselves to Him. The final assurance establishes enduring security. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. This statement affirms stability grounded in relationship with God. The righteous, those who rely upon Him, remain secure under His care. The promise addresses the fear of collapse that often accompanies overwhelming circumstances. God's sustaining presence establishes a foundation that holds firm even when external conditions remain unsettled. Psalm 55:22 therefore reshapes the instinctive human response to crisis. Panic seeks control and intensifies internal strain. Prayer entrusts control to God and opens the way for sustaining grace. Spafford's testimony embodies this shift. He stood over the depths of profound loss and chose to entrust his grief to the Lord. His hymn continues to echo because it reflects a truth that remains constant. The soul finds steadiness when it places its full weight into the hands of a faithful God. This week, this verse invites you to cultivate that same reflex. The burdens you carry may differ in form, yet the invitation remains the same. Through prayer, you can cast them upon the Lord. Through His faithfulness, you will find sustaining strength. And through His unchanging care, your life will rest on a foundation that cannot be moved. Memorization and meditation. 1. Read the verse aloud. Slowly read the verse 3 times, emphasizing each phrase. 2. Write the verse down. Write the verse by hand, pausing to reflect on each portion. 3. Reflect on the meaning. What burdens feel most pressing right now? How can you actively place those burdens before the Lord in prayer? What does God's promise to sustain you reveal about His care? 4. Strategy for memorization. Break the verse into phrases and attempt to describe, in your own words, what each phrase means. This exercise helps you think about the words and develop a heart-level understanding of the words. 5. Pray the verse. Lord, I bring my burdens before You. I place them into Your hands with trust. Sustain me with Your strength and keep me steady in Your care. Help me to rest in Your promises today. In Jesus' name, amen.